What's up? My name is Melissa, and I'm here to motivate you to live your best life and be your best self. So today I'm going to talk about five secrets you need to master self-love. And before I get into it, I just want to say Happy New Year. This is my first podcast of 2024, so I'm really excited. And I wanted to make it about self-love because it's important. It's 2024, it's a new year, it's time to put ourselves first and tackle our goals head on. So we all love a good secret. And the reason that these are considered secrets is because a lot of people don't know these things. You know, not everyone was fortunate enough to have parents to teach us this. They definitely don't teach us this at school. They do teach it in the Bible. There are teachings about self-love in the Bible, but they aren't really ever really disclosed to us, you know, and maybe not intentionally, but self-love is very important. You know, they don't teach us how important it is to put ourselves first and how to love ourselves. So it can be overlooked because it's not openly shared. But today I will be giving you these important secrets because I understand how challenging it is navigating through your life when you don't love yourself, when someone doesn't love themselves. And I have seen the positive impact that these practices, these secrets have had on my well-being since I've been made aware of them. And of course, there are numerous ways to practice and master self-love, but these are the top five practices, the top five secrets to master self-love. So I'm going to talk a little bit about each secret, quote unquote secret. I'm going to go into detail about them, each and every one, but I'm also going to make a whole separate podcast on them. And I plan to have guests on those podcasts. And the guests that I am going to choose on the podcast are people that inspire me and who I feel have that quality to a T, basically. Like, I feel like their strength is that quality. And I admire that they have this quality because it's not easy. So like I said, I'm going to elaborate on every secret, but I'm also going to create separate podcasts elaborating on each secret and kind of, you know, breaking it down and having a guest come on who I feel represent that quality, and it's very necessary for self-love. So the first secret is accept yourself, self-acceptance. So self-acceptance is the ability to embrace and fully acknowledge ourselves, yourself, without judgment or the need for external validation. So this means acknowledging your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and accepting yourself no matter what, and celebrating yourself no matter what. This is important because it's important to enjoy your own company and enjoy your own self and be fine in your own presence, be happy with your own presence. And that goes hand in hand with self-acceptance. So the reason I picked self-acceptance as the first secret is because it's very crucial in self-development. So if you're listening to this, it's because you're on your way to your self-development journey. You're already working on your personal growth, your mindset, emotional intelligence, your personal skills, etc. It's a lifelong journey, right? And sometimes when we're on this journey of self-development, at least for myself, if you can relate to this, maybe some of you can't relate to it, but if you're like me and a lot of us that are on our self-development journey, a lot of times we think about things that we should be doing, you know, like waking up early or eating healthy or reading this book or studying. You know, we think about things that we should be doing. Then it comes with a sense of guilt because we're not doing them. You know, either we wake up late or we eat something unhealthy, and it's like we become angry almost with ourselves for not doing what we should be doing. So this is where self-love comes in. I'm sorry. And this is where self-acceptance comes in. So we need to be, you know, kind to ourselves and love ourselves and not hold it against ourselves if we don't do it. So self-acceptance comes in because this is where we accept ourselves where we are now, and we celebrate our small wins. So we're enjoying the now, we're accepting where we are now, and we're learning. And with self-acceptance comes resilience. So this will only help us bounce back. So when I say self-acceptance, I'm referring to the quality of accepting where we are now, accepting ourselves and knowing that even though we should be doing this, we should be doing that, accept where we are now and know that, you know what, I know that I should have woke up early and now I'm making myself feel bad because I honestly do that. You know, I do that. Sometimes, you know, I set my alarm for 5 a.m., but I'll wake up at 7 and I'll be like, oh my God, like, what happened, you know? And then I'll be mad at myself the whole day and then it'll ruin my whole entire day. And I've come to the realization that that is not loving myself. That is actually holding things against myself. That is actually me holding things against myself, which is very harmful to myself. So when I say self-acceptance, I mean accept where you are on your journey and create resilience for yourself. And self-acceptance will help you create resilience. And, you know, even if you wake up late one day, it'll make it easier for you to bounce back the next day. It'll make it easier for you to be like, you know what? Okay, I accept that I didn't wake up early today. Tomorrow's a new day. You know, what can I do from here on out? You know, what can I do for tomorrow? How can I be better tomorrow? And that is how we will love ourselves more, because we will know that we are dependable and we are there for ourselves no matter what happens. You know, even though we should be doing this, we didn't do it, or we're not doing it, but you know what, I still got my own back. You know, I'm still there for myself. So self-acceptance is very important. So the next one is self-compassion. So have compassion for yourself. So compassion is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. And then it also comes hand in hand with having the desire to alleviate their suffering. It involves having genuine concern for the well-being of others. So compassion for yourself is crucial for self-love because it involves treating yourself with that kindness and understanding, especially during challenging times. So having compassion for yourself helps you acknowledge your flaws, you know, or your weaknesses without judgment, without judging yourself. And this way you can create a positive, nurturing relationship with yourself, which is very important for your overall well-being and for self-love. So it's a little bit similar to accepting yourself, but compassion is a little bit more, it's a little bit more intentional. So having compassion for yourself involves really taking a step back and looking at your situation and understanding, like, you know what, I understand that I'm going through this situation right now. I can't be so harsh on myself. Or prioritizing your well-being, you know, like, you know what, I've been going a little bit too hard. Maybe I need to make a routine for myself. Maybe I need to establish a couple boundaries with a couple people, or maybe I need to do something to boost my self-esteem. So having compassion is a little bit more intentional, and this is very important to for self-love because it's taking a moment of your time for yourself. And a lot of time we don't even take time for ourselves. A lot of time we're giving our time, you know, to our job or to our partner, to our family, friends. And so it's easy to neglect ourselves and not give ourselves that time. It's important for you to create an environment for yourself where you can support your well-being. Aside from the fact that it is more intentional, self-compassion is a little bit more intentional. You know, you're being more intentional emotionally, mentally, physically. So just to be clear, self-acceptance involves recognizing yourself and embracing yourself, all aspects of yourself without judgment, and being at peace with it. And self-compassion is more of an active, intentional response to your own situation. It involves treating yourself with more kindness and more understanding during challenging times, and being there for yourself during those difficult times, whereas self-acceptance is more embracing yourself. So let's have an example. So let's just say you're going through a breakup and you get to work, and at work, you know, you can't focus or whatever, like you're so heartbroken, and you accidentally email the wrong client or something, the wrong invoice, right? Self-acceptance is accepting that, you know what, when I go through breakups, I let this happen to me. When I go through breakups, I am so weak that I let myself become clouded. And just being honest with yourself, like, you know what, I let myself become clouded. I let myself become distracted. I let it interfere with my job. And I'm just so mad at myself about that, you know, but you know what, I accept that I do that. And this is something that I'm willing to fix. And this is something that I want to fix, because, you know, no one should be able to interfere with my life the way that a breakup did. Let's just say self-compassion is like, oh my God, you know what? I just messed up. I just put my job on the line, you know, sent the wrong invoice to the wrong client. And I can't believe this, you know, like, I can't believe that I just made this huge mistake. Self-compassion is having that empathy for yourself and saying, well, you know what? You are going through a hard time. You are going through this challenge right now of a divorce or whatever, you know, breakup. Take some time for yourself to clear your thoughts, you know? So acceptance is like accepting the fact that you let these things bother you, or you know, this is your weakness. These are your flaws. But compassion is like, you know what? It is stressful. You know, take it easy. It is a stressful moment. So maybe you should take it easy, you know? So I hope that I'm able to explain the difference between self-compassion and self-acceptance, because these are both going to go hand in hand with number three. So the third secret to master self-love is being the partner you want to have. I feel like this one is so important for self-love and just love in general, because a lot of times we always think about the type of person that we want to date, or we think about the type of friend that we want to have, or we think about the type of relationship that we want to experience. But have you ever thought about the kind of friend you are, the kind of partner that you are, especially to yourself? Now, this realization came to me because at the end of the day, we only have ourselves, right? And I know I've said that in previous podcasts, but it really is this way. And, you know, in my previous relationship, I would always like want, hope, expect, whatever word you want to say, but I would always want my partner to be there for me in every way possible, right? Physically be there, emotionally be there, mentally be there. Everything, right? But I realized that if I want that in a person, I need to be that in my person. I need to be that for myself. So when I say be the partner that you desire, be the partner that you want to have, I mean be that for yourself. So in my previous relationship, I'm going to share a little personal story. So I was at a restaurant with my partner at the time, and it's a little popular Mexican restaurant. And I see one of my favorite street photographers sitting across the room with his wife. So they were having dinner, and I was there with my partner at the time having dinner. And I look over and I'm like, oh my God, like, I think that's him, you know? So I start fangirling and I'm like, oh my God, like, I think that's him. So like I said, so I was there with my partner. So I told him like, hey, like, does this guy look like the guy behind me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's my favorite street photographer. Like, remember I was telling you about him, like, I applied to work for him, blah, blah, blah. And he was just kind of like, I mean, I'm not really sure what he was feeling, but I could just tell from his body language that he was like maybe thrown off, or he was just like not really feeling it. He was just very cold about it. So I was over here fangirling. I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, like, what are the odds, you know, like, what a small world. And I was like, I want to say something, like, I want to say hi. And he was just like, okay, go say hi. And I was like, but I don't want to, like, just say hi, you know, like, and I'm a very anxious person, so I get nervous fairly quickly. So I was just like, oh my God, but what do I say? Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, what do you think I should say? And he was just like, I don't know. I don't know the guy. Like, I don't know. Say whatever you want to say. And I was like, yeah, but I just don't want to sound dumb. And then I also don't want to, like, be too friendly, because his wife is there. And I also want to, like, respect her. And I don't want to come off as, like, a fan. But at the same time, like, I am inspired by his work. And I do want to express that to him. And I also, you know, want to bring up that, like, you know, I applied a job. I sent over a portfolio, you know, keep me in mind. This is my name, blah, blah, blah. So I was just kind of rambling. I was, like, just telling him everything that was going through my head in hopes that he would guide me and he would help me, you know, because he is my partner. So I was hoping, you know, maybe he would tell me like, look, like, just say this, or don't worry, you know, it'll be fine. Like, do you want me to go with you? You know, I was just hoping for a supportive partner. But he was very he was like, well, I don't know who that is. I don't know who he is. I don't care, type of attitude. So aside from that being a red flag, that is what really showed me that at the end of the day, all I have is myself, you know? And maybe it's not even a red flag. Maybe it's just me seeing that I can't depend on any other person but myself, you know? Another example, let's just say I make a mess, right? Like, let's just say I'm cooking and I spill something all over the counter. As I mentioned, I'm a little bit anxious. So if something like that were to happen before, I would get a little bit like panicky, and I'd be like trying to clean it up fast, and I'll be like, oh my God, like, Melissa, you made a mess, like, clean this up, hurry up, like, what if someone sees, they're gonna kick you out, or, you know, I would get like that in my head. So that was another realization that made me think of this secret that I need to have to master self-love, is that I need to talk to myself the way that I would want someone to talk to me, more specifically my partner. The way that I would want my love to talk to me, and the way that my love would talk to me, they would be like, it's okay. Like, there's no need to rush. There's no need to panic. Just clean it up. Here, I'll help you. Like, don't worry. We'll clean it up. It's not a big deal. There's no need to rush. You can just calmly clean it up, you know, because if you rush, you might miss something and it'll be, you know, another, and then it'll be another mess, you know, or like the example at the restaurant. I would want my love to be like, don't worry, you know, like, take a breath. He's just a normal person. He's just like you and me. And if you're inspired by him, just tell him that, you know, I'm sure his wife understands, or, you know, like something that will make me come to ease. But honestly, I firmly believe that no one can give you that ease the way you can give yourself that ease. Even if I did have my perfect ideal partner and he did support me in every way possible, at the end of the day, I feel like those things and those people help. Yes, they help so much. But at the end of the day, you have to hear it from yourself. You have to be that person for yourself. So what do you desire in a partner? Humor, intelligence, patience, kindness. Okay, all of those things, write it down. And be that for yourself. Be patient for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. Be supportive to yourself. Be your own hype man. All those things are going to really help you master self-love, because we're all we have. And the day of tomorrow that you don't have that partner, or you don't have that friend, or you don't have that job, you don't have that car, you will still have yourself. And I don't want to say everything is temporary, but nothing is guaranteed. So if you depend on someone else to give you those things that you want, the day of tomorrow that it's gone, what are you gonna do? You might be lost, you might be sad, you might be depressed, things like that. So super important to master self-love is be the partner that you want to have, be the partner you desire. There's actually a saying that I saw on a billboard. It says, treat yourself the way you treat the ones you love, which is so true. You know, I used to always worry about if my family's eaten, and I still do. I still worry about if they've eaten, but I wouldn't even eat myself. Like, it'd be like lunchtime and I'd be like, oh, like, hey, have you eaten? Like, oh my God, you gotta eat. I haven't even eaten breakfast or lunch, you know? So just like I worry and just like I'm concerned about my family's well-being, I need to be concerned about my well-being as well. And you need to be concerned about your well-being as well. You gotta be the person that is there for yourself and worried about yourself before anyone, because that's what self-love is, you know, putting yourself first. Okay, moving on. So the fourth secret to mastering self-love is discipline. So all these things are not possible without discipline. Okay, discipline is crucial for self-love because it involves making consistent choices that prioritize your long-term well-being over your short-term desires. And this requires a level of discipline, self-discipline. So you need to have self-discipline in order to establish and maintain these healthy habits and setting boundaries and working towards your personal goals and just consistently taking positive actions that contribute to your physical and mental and emotional health. Because obviously, you know, if you set a boundary with someone one day and the next day you're like, oh, it's okay. I know, like, it bothered me, but, and it still kind of bothers me, but it's okay. You can keep doing it. No, that does not show that you love yourself. That is not you being consistent to yourself. And it goes hand in hand with what do you want from a partner. I can't speak for everyone, but if you're like me, consistency is so important in a relationship. That is a big thing that I look for in a partner, is he consistent? So that is one thing that I need to be for myself, consistent. And that is what discipline is. Discipline is being consistent for yourself and making choices that align with your values, that reinforce your self-image, your self-concept. And if you are familiar with self-concept, then you know how important that is in manifesting whatever you want in this world. If you don't know what self-concept is, I could make a podcast about it, but just let me know in the comments, like, if you guys want me to talk about that. But yes, so self-discipline is very important. And it goes hand in hand with self-acceptance as well. Even once you set clear goals for yourself or your routine, and let's just say one day you wake up late and the routine is ruined, accept that you woke up late, but have compassion for yourself that you're just starting, and have the discipline to keep going and learn from the setbacks, you know, view them as opportunities to learn and grow instead of forget everything and let it go or something. You know, it's better to like keep starting over and starting new instead of just forgetting everything and just throwing it out the window, you know, especially when it comes to self-love. It's important to build that resilience. You will see a huge difference the more you do it and the more that you dedicate time for yourself. You will see progress. When you do see progress, acknowledge them and celebrate it. And every small achievement in your self-love journey is worth celebrating. Okay, so the last secret that you need to master self-love is tackle the beliefs that prevent you from doing so. So tackling the beliefs that are preventing you from loving yourself is so crucial, because it allows you to identify what is challenging you and what are you believing that is not helping you in your personal growth and not helping you create a positive self-image. So this kind of goes hand in hand with self-acceptance, because you have to look inward and you have to see what is your limiting belief. What are you thinking about yourself, or what are you feeling about yourself, or what have you been told that is holding you back from truly loving yourself? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it comparison? Are you comparing yourself to these people on social media that aren't even real, you know, that are photoshopped? Are you afraid? You know, is there some sort of fear there, fear of rejection or self-doubt or fear of failure? Is it maybe what your parents taught you? Or is it maybe because you think because you don't have a certain amount of money, or you don't have a certain amount of friends, or you don't have a certain job or a certain body or something? Is it because you think that you need that in order to love yourself? What is it, you know? What is challenging you to not love yourself? And once you look inward, address those limiting beliefs one by one, and lay a good foundation for yourself. Even if you write it down, a lot of times, like for example, for me, it's way better for me to write things down and see it physically. So even if you write it down, like, you know what? One thing that's making it difficult for me to love myself is that I took someone's man, and that just made me feel so bad about myself. I don't think I deserve love. Okay, so you wrote that down, right? Now change your mindset on that. Change your perspective on that and address that. You know what? I realized that that was wrong, but I'm no longer that person. I'm accepting that I did that, but I'm giving myself now the opportunity to start new, to start fresh. I know I didn't like that and it didn't make me feel good, but that doesn't mean that I can't love myself, and it doesn't mean that I'm not worthy of love. That just means that I need to make better choices and I need to change that. And that it's not going to happen again, because it doesn't make me feel good and it doesn't make me feel lovable. So from here on out, I'm going to do things that align to my values, that align to who I am and to who I love. You know, so I would love someone more selective on, you know, on someone better or, you know, whatever the case is. I'm just making an example. You know, these are the first things that come to my head. But obviously for everyone, it's a different situation. But the point is to just really look inward and see, you know, what is preventing you from not loving yourself? Why don't you love yourself already? You know, why don't you love yourself already? You're listening to this because you want to love yourself. Why don't you love yourself already? There's nothing wrong with you. I know that for a fact. We all have weaknesses. We all have flaws. We all have things that we want to work on and change because nobody's perfect. You know, we've all made mistakes. It's normal, but very important to go inside and see what is holding you back. So those are the 5 secrets that you need to master self-love. Accept yourself, have compassion for yourself, be disciplined for yourself, be the partner that you want and you desire and you would love to have for yourself, and tackle those beliefs that are stopping you from loving yourself. Because it's not true, you know? What lies have you been told or telling yourself for however long? You know, what are they? And enough is enough. You know, it's 2024. It's time to love ourselves. It's time to be the best version of ourselves for ourselves. And I just want to say, if you are single, being the partner that you want to have and being the partner that you desire is also going to help you attract that person. So that is for a different podcast. But I just wanted to throw that in there because, which I'm sure you guys know, you attract what you are. So if you are this really super fun, adventurous, hilarious person who, you know, takes care of themselves, has patience with themselves, is kind to themselves, you're literally going to attract that person. Then that person is going to mirror you and it's just going to be a beautiful, harmonious relationship. And sometimes we wonder like, well, I'm not toxic. Why am I attracting this toxic person? And sometimes it can also be that you attract this person to show you things about yourself that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. But like I said, that is for a different podcast, for a later podcast. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that these secrets help you and that you can achieve and master self-love because it is so important for our well-being and for ourselves and for our loved ones. So thank you again. Make sure you leave a 5-star review under my podcast and stay tuned for the next podcast. And I love you guys and I'll talk to you guys soon.